You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
WIBC, it is Terry Stacey with you here on this Mother's Day, and it's time to bring in everybody's favorite mom, Mel McMahon of Indiana Originals, IndianaOriginals.com. Happy Mother's Day, my friend.
Thank you, Aunt Terry.
I've really turned into a pretty good aunt. Now, I haven't had
you
many
are.
Duties.
You're wonderful.
But I certainly love your child. That is for sure. That is a child brightens my day, as I'm sure you spending 24 hours a day every day with him is brightening your day, too.
Oh, it's pure joy.
I know it is.
There's never a moment where I'm not pulling my hair out or grinding my teeth or anything. No, but no, he is pretty special, and he is our Indiana original. Baby B, as we call him here on the radio. And if you're not familiar with Indiana Originals, you know, we are promoters of independent Indiana-based businesses. So we help people discover and support local businesses faster and easier. We do a lot of education on why local matters, and we help our business owners find affordable resources to grow their business, show them a supportive environment, and also help them stand out from their national competitors. And Terry, I'm excited to have one of our newer members on the phone with us today, Brian Clark of CEG and Supply in Martinsville. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Brian, you know what? Sure. I have a lot of family in Martinsville, and I'm really missing going down and having a breakfast at the Forkies.
I'm sure.
I love that area. I got to tell you, the construction, I it breaks my heart. I know it's going to be a good thing to turn 37 into 69, but boy, watching all of those trees go down, and it's been a little hard. It's been a little tough to see. It's a little tough, but it will be beautiful sometime soon, I'm sure.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Anyway, Mel, go ahead. I had to interrupt.
I felt a connection.
I felt a connection to Martinsville.
For sure. Brian, tell us about your business. What is CEG and Supply?
My wife and I started CEG and Supply in 2016 to help customers and consumers find quality made products that are made in the USA at a great price and bring them all together in one store. So we are an online retailer exclusively at this point, but we sell American made brands, just trying to help, you know, American made businesses and families, you know, realize the American dream.
It truly is awesome. Your timing is perfect. How long have you been in business? How long have you done this?
We're coming right up at 4 years now. Just been growing steadily. It's been a good process.
We want made in the USA products now.
Right. And with this pandemic, there has been a definite surge of people not wanting products made from China, but actually, you know, looking for something that is USA made.
Brian, how's your puzzle inventory doing?
It is depleted. We sell White Mountain puzzles, and within about the first week of the pandemic, we had a stock of probably 50 to 60 puzzles, and those were all gone very quickly.
I love that. If people have gone back to everybody I know has got a puzzle going, if not one or two or three puzzles going. Now they have puzzle tables. They've got lights above their puzzle tables. It's kind of neat to see us go back to that, you know, getting away from everything online and just sitting down and doing a puzzle. I love that.
Right. We've had several messages from customers that have bought stuff from, you know, some of our customers were from Phoenix, Arizona, or wherever across the country, and said, you know, we really appreciate, you know, being able to spend family time and doing something different together. So, you know, not everything has been kind of doom and gloom during this pandemic. It's really brought families together.
Now, Brian, I was looking at your website before this call again, because I always love to see the new stuff that you have. And I was looking through, you know, the kitchen gadgets and some of the organizational tools and stuff you have. And, you know, one of the complaints that people say to me about local is they assume that local is always more expensive. But I was looking at the pricing on your website and again found another example where that's just not true. What are some of the misconceptions people have about buying products made here in the USA?
I think you're right. I think a lot of people think it is going to be more expensive. And depending upon the item, it might be. But with our items at CEGsupply.com, you know, we have great prices, and a lot of our products even have lifetime warranties. So, yeah, you may buy, you know, something somewhere else that might not hold up, but most of our products have lifetime warranties, and that's something hard to find these days.
Wow, that is it really is hard. Tell me about the variety of things you do carry, because we talked about toys, puzzles, houseware items. What else?
We sell Tervis tumblers are very popular. Rada cutlery has been around since 1947, and they're made in Waverly, Iowa, and they are very affordable, but I have so many, and I hate to use this term, but little old ladies that come up and say, we've had our Rada knives for 30 years and we want more, or we've thrown them out accidentally or whatever. But and we sell Pelican cases and Pelican flashlights and coolers. That's a big seller for us. We do a lot of B2B sales with those, but we also sell, you know, direct to consumer too.
Brian, why is it important that people know you're an Indiana original?
I think being a part of Indiana Originals is really important to us because it really aligns with our beliefs. The bottom line is shopping local matters because it helps your community. And just like shopping products made in the USA matters, every dollar means something, and you should support your community and country if it means to you, you know, if it matters. It matters to me, and I think it matters to all of our customers.
The pandemic, has it affected you at all, good or bad?
The start of this year was going extremely well. We were, you know, taken off, and then all of a sudden March happened, and all of a sudden it just came to a screeching halt. With the exception of, you know, the 10-day rush on puzzles, everything kind of has really dried up. We get a lot of people asking if we have this or that that's made in the USA, and we are constantly adding items to our website almost daily. We just started carrying a new brand of flatware and dinnerware that's Liberty Tabletop, and they're the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States now, which that kind of blows my mind. But,
wow.
You know, we keep adding product lines and brands, and all the brands that we carry, we use them in our house. You know, if we don't have a good relationship with the company, we don't bring them on. So all the brands that we use, we really love.
Now, Brian, I was looking at your story here, and one of the big things that you say on your website is you want to help to reverse this trend. And, you know, that's something I talk a lot about, you know, why local matters, and you've touched on it a little bit. But, you know, what is the trend that you were seeing that inspired you to start this business?
Well, you know, you go to the major box stores and, you know, so much of the stuff was made in another country. Most of it was China. And a lot of it wasn't holding up. And, you know, you'd still pay a top dollar price. And, you know, whatever you were buying, whether it was a mug or, you know, a kitchen fork or whatever, it just wouldn't withstand anything. So my wife and I were on vacation in Gatlinburg, and we would go to these little shops and stuff. And it was kind of inspiring because we saw some things that were made in the USA, but a lot of it was just trinkets and it was just garbage. So, you know, I kind of had the mindset of after that, I was like, you know, what if we brought things all together in one place? Kind of like Walmart used to do in the early goings. They were all made in the USA at one point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's just gone. And fortunately, for us, we're an e-commerce site right now. So, we don't have a lot of overhead, so we can keep our prices low. I can't imagine what it would be like for some of these business owners that were brick and mortar during this pandemic. But in the future, we would like to have a brick and mortar store and maybe several. But for right now, we're kind of trying to stay lean and mean and try to reverse the trend, but, you know, bring everything in one roof and try to please our customers.
Brian, we're so excited to have you in Indiana Original.
Yep.
CEGsupply.com is the website. We're going to check in on you again, too, and see how it's going. And, you know, when you have those dreams, keep them in front of you, and we're happy to help you get there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian Clark. Thank you, Mel McMahon. If you'd like more information or to become a member of Indiana Originals, go to IndianaOriginals.com. Mel, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Terry.
Today's top stories are next, right here, as we continue on the first day, 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.